We are learning with Sechlis Brachas Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting from the top of the Amud by the two dots. Omar Ravin Barav Ado Omar Rav Yitzchak Kol Arogel Lovay LeBeis HaKnesses. Anyone who's rogel to come, comes every single day to shul to daven. Loi Boy Yoy Mechad. He doesn't come one day. Kares Baruch Hu Mashal Boy. The Eibishter Kal Yochla asks for him. Where is he? Shneimar Mi Bechem Yorei Hashem Shemeya Bekol Avdoi. Like you, Yorei Hashem, it comes every day. We are you. Shemeya b'kol avda asher holach hasheichem ein noigaloi. That you went now to Amakam Choshech, and therefore ein noigaloi, we can't give you, Hashem can't give you the light and the praise that we usually get. So im l'dvar mitzvah holach, if he went l'dvar mitzvah, then noigaloi, then he still gets the shine from Hashem. But im dar shus holach ein noigaloi. You don't get the shine. It's a taina. Why didn't you come to the shul? And the Gemara fears always, Yiftach b'shem Hashem. That's what it says at the end of the pasuk. My time is in the havel of Teach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. The reason why it's a taina, you could should have been b'teach b'shem, not b'teach. Now what's pshat in this Gemara? What's going on here? What's going on with b'tachim? Teretz says, when it says dvar hashus, you know why he was going? He was going for panasa. He was going to China for panasa. So you would say, panasa is a mitzvah, which is true. Panasa is a mitzvah. So he's saying he's going dvar mitzvah. So it should be noigaloi. So like the Gemara, you have to have b'tachim. That's not mechuyev. Shtadlus is not mechuyev. The mokoyim that you're over something is it. Let's say a guy has a big meeting, and his meeting is at 8:30, and he went to daven at 8 o'clock. So he says, "You know, I have to leave right after Chazaras Hashatz because my meeting." So zok the Gemara here that there's no chiyev shtadlus to leave right after Chazaras Hashatz. Then you wait to the end of davening and start your meeting. That's what it says in the Gemara. But teyach b'Hashem loybadi. Even he says even more the Gemara. That's partial. What I'm saying is partial. The Gemara says even more. They shouldn't go a place at a minyan, which is a pella. That's even a pella. But that's what it says. That's what the Gemara says. So Allah Hamayis, you have to ask your rabbi. But I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. You should have a tochen b'Hashem and shtadlus. You want me to read b'Hashem for you? What? Shiyesh Adam Lachshay Loi Ki Gam Zeh Loi. Any thought? I'm never reading you something like Gam Loi Dvar Mitzvah Kishayoch Bischeros Loi Viechba Ulfaris Mei Beisai Valkein Omish Yiftach Hashem The Havel Yiftach Hashem Shiyesh Loi Parnasosai Veloi Hoyer Loi Liyimona Beis Hakneses Kamila Kamam Beperke Nei Dem Chesidim Rishayim. That says in Masha. Omar Rav Yechanan Veshosh Akaz Baruch Hu Baal Beis Hakneses. If the Eibishter comes to a shul and he doesn't find Asara, right away he gets angry. Hashem gets upset if he comes to the shul and he doesn't find Asara. This is a shtickle. What?
The pasuk is one person. What is saying about Asara?
There's a new thing. A new Gemara now. Where's the new Gemara?
Find 10.
Right.
It's upset. It means the pasuk is an ish.
Right. It means
there's 5 people there. There's an ish.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's tiny good. There is someone say that. That's what it means. There's no people here because Besson, they have a kasha that says always when there's a minion, the Eibishter waits there before you. So what he comes at Asara, he comes before the Asara. Okay. So good. Besides, he knows Asara is going to come. But some say Taka, there's no one in the shul. But that's the more dashing that when what's about Sarah? Omar.
It's speaking the Mashal speaks on the bottom. They bring it that the Inish is referring to Adam Asiri.
Okay, there you have it. The Inish means Adam Asiri. Okay, so that's the answer to Kasha Mashi. Omar, that means Inish, he's saying from Mashal, means that the 10th person didn't come. Omar of Chelbe Omar of Huna, called Kaveya Mokkim with Philosoi, Elikea Avram Be'ezrai. Anyone who's kaveya is mokum for his tefillah, the akeya Avram will be be'ezra. Ukshemeis, and when he dies, oimeloi e onav echasa. Where did the onav go? Where did the chasa go? Metamidov shal Avram Avinu. He's one of the talmid of Avram Avinu menala the kavam. Mokum shliv yashke Avram beikel. Mokum hashom hacham to the place where he was, where he davened. Then immediately the tefillah shnem v'yamet pinchas v'yifalos. You see, Avram always davened in the place where he davened. And here again, the Rebbe Yonah speaks out. It could be. This din of kviyas makom is only in when you're davening in your house. When you're davening in your house, but in the basic Knesset, Dr. Ben Yair, it could be you don't need a makom kavua. But lemaisa, the Rosh argues and the Shulchan Aruch from the Shami brings down the passage Shulchan Aruch. You should have a makom kavua. The only question the Gemara is, what does it mean? How do you know he's an onav v'chasid because it's kveya makom? What's the pshat? The Gemara says it's kveya makom. We say a onav v'chasid. What does onav v'chasid have to do with it? So some say because it's so medactic of tefillah, so it must be an onav v'chasid. But I heard a pshat from someone that says anyone could have a makam kavua in his shul without getting into any fights And, you know, with different people, you must be an honor of a chassid. You know, sometimes you get into a shul, you can't keep the same place. You go here, you go there, the mizrach, this. At the end of the day, he's an honor of a chassid. Kids says, didn't know, kaveh mokka mokka mokka. What? Right. That's the why is that a riot to that? So the first Rishonim say the word is out since is or the Mashah says that the word is because since he's a doctor of tefillah, therefore on of chas kavu said. Amar chavi am Rav Huna. Hayoytzei beis haknesset when you're leaving the shul al yifseb si agasa. Don't run out of shul. Rashi says bishem mara ba'atzmai sheikav beis haknesset doim lo kamasu. You're making it look like the beis haknesset is a pain in the neck. So don't run out of shul. Amar by lo amar lemeifek. That only means to leave shul. Av lemeil, when you're going to shul, mitzvah lemerit. It's a mitzvah to run to shul. That's a mitzvah to do. Shenama near the fall of das Hashem, you should run to know Hashem, to run to shul. Amar Rav Zeira Mareish ki abechazin l'rabban to karot l'perka b'shabbos. So when you see the talmidim running to the shir on Shabbos, aminu komechalin rabban shabbos, the mechal Shabbos. Because the pasuk says, "Im toshim Shabbos raglecha." You know, you have to walk differently on Shabbos. Kivin the shemadol with the Rav Tanchum, Rav Mishmuel Levi, that he says, "Lo oilam yoritz odom dvar locha filu b'Shabbos." So then I chap that they're doing the right thing. Shnema achrei Hashem yelchu ka'aria yishag, like a lion chasing you. That's you have to run after Hashem. So no nami retina. I started running to shul and to learn on Shabbos. Omrav Zera, Agra the Pirka Rata. The main schar of going to listen to a drasha is the running there. Because Rashi says a lot of times a person will fall asleep in the middle of the shir, he won't stand the shir. So therefore, the Ikka schar is running to the shir. By Igra the Kala Duchka. When you have like the Shabbos Fenei Arega, which is like the Shabbos that goes, Rosh Shabbos, Ruz Rosha, the Iker Schar is that you're sitting there stuffed and packed and sweating away. That's the Iker Schar, because sometimes you don't understand it. Amar Rav Iker Shmaitza Svara. When you go to Lomda Shashir, the Iker Schar is that I'm trying to understand the Tam. Amar Papa, Iker Debe Tamya. Pashup Shara means when you go to Menachem Avo someone, the main Schar is Tikusa, to be quiet. You don't have to talk so much. Just to be quiet, that's the Iker Schar. Amar Zutra, Iker Tanisa Tzikasa, the main Schar of a Tainis is giving Tzedakah to the Aniyim. Rashi learns it means to give Tzedakah to the Aniyim to break their fast. Amar Rav Sheshes, Iker the Hespeda Deluya. The Schar of Hesped means the best type of Hesped is to get people to cry. And Amar Rav Ashi, Agrad Be'elula Mili. The Schar of Mesameach Chosam Kala is to Mesameach them Bedvarim, to tell them nice things about the Kala and tell the Kala nice things about the Chosam. Om Rav Huna Kol Maspala Chori Beis HaKnesses Nikra Rasha. Anyone who davens behind the shul is a Rasha. And we'll say the Pashup Shat, there's a Tosfos Amud Aleph that talks about this, and there's a Rasha here. So Pashup Shat is that, you know, the Aron Kodesh is listed on the Mizrach, and the door is a Mayriv. They daven behind the door outside, and on the Meirav side, behind the door. Listen, that's Mizrach, they daven behind the door. And the Gemara explains that, let's read inside. When they daven around the shul, it's called a Rasha. Only if they don't turn their face towards the shul. They're turning their face the other way. They're standing behind the shul and davening the other way, facing the other way. When they're facing the Beis HaKnesses, less lombard, that's not a problem. In front of the Aron Kodesh, you thought it was? Yeah. So that's Tosfos brings down the pshat from Rashi. It's not our Rashi. So some changes to read. Tosfos brings down the pshat, but Maisi, he slogs up the pshat. He says, then if you face the basic Knesset, it's better then. If you're doubting behind the Aron Kodesh, it's better if you face the basic Knesset, because you're facing the Aron Kodesh. So, forget. What? No, forget. He said the opposite. He says, it would be better if I face the other way. Right. If I face not the basic Knesset. Here it says, Avaya says, if you face the basic Knesset, is better. And they're better faced all the way. So that's why Tosfos says it must be standing behind the shul. That's what Tosfos says, not like that pshat. Because Abaye says that if you face the shul, it's good. And there, if you face the shul, it wouldn't be good because you'd be diving the other way. What's the pshat? Because if you're diving the opposite way from the rest of the tzibur, it looks like there's two rishuyas. They're diving to one rishus and you're diving to the other rishus. That's the reason why you should face the same way as the tzibur. There was this person who was davening behind the basic Knesset. Well, he had the basic Knesset, and he didn't face the basic Knesset; he faced all the way. Cholaf Ahutaya, Cholaf Elio, Chazia, Idmile Kataya. Elio came and he looked like a Taya. He looked like a traveler, a peddler, an Arab. Omalei, so Elio told this person, Kadu bar, Kayem is Kami Maroch. Kadu and bar, Kadu Rashi says means two, and bar means Rishus. He says, to two Rishuyas you're davening in front of the Evishta. Sholof Safsar Vakatli. Elio took out a knife and killed him. Why did he kill him? Because it says, we said before, Kol Oiva Divicham Chayiv Misa. Here is being Oiva Divicham, therefore is Chayiv Misa. Now, that pasuk that we read that says that you should not daven behind the shul is Soviv Risham Yisalachun, and then the pasuk says, Kurum Zalus Livnei Adam. So, what does Kurum Zalus Livnei Adam mean? It also has to do with Tvila, the Gemara is going to say. These are the things that are up there, the mammon on top of the world. These are the most important things in the world. And people are mezalzel. That's tefillah. People are mezalzel on tefillah, even though it's dvarim ha'oindim rumah shel olam. Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Loza, the Amri Tavayu, kimen shenitzach odom lebriyos. Rabbi Yochanan Lozah have the whole different types of the pasuk. You know what Sovah Rasha Misalcha means? It means that a Rasha, if someone owes him money, he keeps on circling the guy. You owe me money. And it says in the pasuk, Karum Zulus of Ne'adam. It says in the pasuk. So we'll see, because he makes his color of his face turn to Karum. Rabbi Yochanan Lozah, Arme Tavayo, Kimin Shtarach Odom Labriyas. Once a person needs Briyas, Bonav Vishtanais Kakrum. His face changes like Krum, Shinema, Karum Zulus of Ne'adam, my Karum. There's a bird that you find overseas, the krum shemay, and the name of the bird is a krum. The sun shines, it turns into a bunch of different colors, and that's what this person's face turns into in star chabrias. That's what the pasuk means. That when someone needs other people and he owes people money, it's like he's being punished with Eishamayim, Shnema Kafta Enoish L'Reishenu, and the Reishenu were teaching as Lashon of Noisha, which is teached in the Targum as Rashia, Lashon of someone who owes money, Bonu Beishamayim, so he came through Eishamayim. And the Mashal explains, because when someone gets embarrassed, he first turns red and white, or the opposite, so that's Be'esh of Amayim. That's what Paul says, Be'esh of Amayim, that means he gets embarrassed. A person should always be very careful tefillas mincha, which means the mashal says to daven on time, daven right away. Yoanavi was only answered by tefillas mincha. We know the famous story of Yoanavi by Har Carmel. So this is the psukim. Shnema hivaloisa mincha v'yagesh Yoanavi. Let's find out today. He says, "Call Dvar Meila." Says, "Aneini Hashem Aneini." Ve'yedu Amazeki Ata Hashem Alekim. All this says in Pesukim, and this was Ma Mincha, but everybody said Mincha, and we know he got answered. What did he ask for? Aneini should tear it Eish from Hashemayim. First of all, answer me that Eish comes Hashemayim. Aneini should like Yemru Masik Shachmim. People shouldn't say it's Kishif. Rabbi Yechon said, "Now in Tfilas Mincha, do you have to daven right away?" Rabbi Yechon, "I have Tfilas Arve. Shnema Tikon Tfilasi Ketayrus Lefanecha Masas Kapai Minchas Orev," which also means that you should daven right away next to Ketayrus. Ketayrus is Bein Abayim. Should daven Ma'ariv right after Ketayrus, which is right away. Rabbi Yechon, "After the Shachar, should daven right away." Shnema Hashem Boiker Tishma Koli Boiker Erech Lach Vatzapis. It's twice the Lashon Boiker, twice Boiker teach us that should be on time and should be right away. Anyone who is nena from Masudas Chasson and he does not mesameach the Chasson, he's over with Chavisha Kailas. Shneema, it says in the pasuk, what? The earliest time. No, it's no. May it say it means, but when Giyaz Mana means when it comes the time for Meir, don't push it off. That's what we're learning. If you're Minchos, it sounds like you shouldn't push it off. I guess unless he's doing something. But it says, no, it's just saying that the loyim zayir means that's what Mashal is saying. Shdavim bezmana. So it says, "Kol nena mesudas chasson mesamchay ve'en mesamchay ev chamisha koil." Shnem it says by a chasson, it says koil sasson, and it says five times koilia. Kol sasson, kol simcha, kol chasson, kol kala, kol chasson, kol kala, kol oimrim hoydu es Hashem tzevakos. What does he get for schar? He's zeichel to understand Tyra. Torah was given by chamisha kolos. Shnemar v'hi b'yem rasushi v'yisa b'yikar v'hi kolos. That's two already. Ubrakim v'anon kavod alahar v'kol shayfer. That's three. V'hi kol shayfer is four. V'hi b'yem rasushi v'yisa b'yikar v'hi kolos, which is two. Ubrakim v'anon kavod alahar v'kol shayfer. V'hi kol shayfer v'alekim yanenu v'kol, which is number five. Break the Gemara. Ain't he v'chsev? Another one, another two. V'chala am roin es hakaylois. Break the Gemara. No, v'chala am roin es hakaylois. That's a psukim after the Saras Dibris. That's going back on before, on the kaylois before, and teaching us that they actually saw the kaylois, which usually is not possible. They actually saw those kaylois. Oisin kaylois to kaylois and tyra. However, that's the one. That's the psukim afterwards. Someone like the kaylois we saw before. Akapanim tyra is given v'chamisha kaylois. So someone who to the Torah which is given by Chamisha Kailas. And they explain what the Sarah Shava, one of them, why Yizaychim Matan Torah is because Torah also was Simcha of Gudei Hashem Yishar Masam Chelev. And another Pshat is because Matan Torah was given like a Chasana. It says it was like a Chasana Kala. That's why Hashaych is to Chasana Kala. Ravo Amakilu Hikr of Taida, Shanema Vim Taida Beis Hashem. And that Pasuk of Kol Sasana Kol Simcha, it says Vim Taida Beis Hashem. So someone's Mea Chasana Kala, it's Ki'ilu Bora Taida. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Kilu Bona Achas Mechorvis Yishlayim. It's like you built one of the churvas in Yerushalayim. Shenema ki oshiv eshvus aretz kiviri shoyna ama Hashem. The same pasuk says kol sos v'kol simcha. Says the end of the pasuk that I'll return the yidden to the aretz. Amar b'chel b'yamar avuna kol adam sheyesh b'Yerushalayim devarav nishmam. Anyone at Yerushalayim, Hashem listens to him. Shenema soiv dava kol nishma esalei kim yorei. Anyone at Yerushalayim, his words are listened to, sigh by Hashem and sigh by people. Mike is Ekala Adam. It says in the same pasuk, Soif Dava, Kol Nishma, Esalakim Yarev, Shmark is Ekala Adam. This is the whole person. What does that mean? Three pshatim. Omar Avalaz, Omar Kosh, Baruch, Kola, Oilam, Kula, Nivra, Elvish, Phil Zed. The whole world is created for this person. Person who is a Yarev Shemayim. Rabbi Abba Kanama, Shokol Zed, Kanag, Kolam, Kulai. He is, it's even more. Not only is the whole world created for him, he is equal to the whole world. Rav Shimeich, Az Azay Amar, Ba'amil Rav Shimeich, Zayim Amar, It's the Mepharshim say it's like an in-between pshat. The whole world was created for him, for a purpose also, not only for him, but everything in the world is created to service him. So therefore, it's also a big madrega. The whole world was created just for him, to be give him company. Anyone who knows his friend that he always extends greeting first. Yakma Shalom, you should try to greet him first. Shenema Bakesh Shalom Veretveo. Look after Shalom, run after it. Vim Nosan Loy Vlehichzer. If someone gives you Shalom, you don't answer. Nikra Gazlin, you call the Gazlin. Shenema Ba'atem Ba'atem Hakarem Gazalta Oni Vatechem. You stole from Oni. And Rashi says, why is there steal from Oni? You steal from Ashur, also Gzela. You steal $1 million from Ashur, Gzela. Tarit says, all the Oni has is Shalom. So it says Gzela Sa'oni, that means Shalom. All he has is Shalom. He gives you Shalom, you don't answer him a Shalom, you stole the Shalom from him. And that's why it says before that Kol Yishadeh Harashu Ragel Yit L'Shalom Yaktim L'Shalom. Why? Because if he wasn't Ragel, he shouldn't be Maktim L'Shalom. Why? It's like a lifting either. He might be Maktim L'Shalom, he might not answer you. So he might not answer you, causing him to do Gzela. So if he's someone who's Ragel B'Shalom, then you Maktim, because this way you know he'll give you back Shalom, and it's not lifting either. It's not lifting either Mishal, and that's the Pshat why you Maktim L'Shalom.